This is Growing Native, and I'm Peter Muschietti. Well, it's summer. It's officially summer, not like we needed to be told it's official because it's just so doggone hot, right? That expression, it's a dry heat, comes to mind, but I don't find it all that amusing. I'm feeling dry roasted. I guess I do find it sort of amusing. Anyway, I'm dry roasted, okay? And I try to find positive things about the heat. You know, like the cooler, our evaporative cooler works just great right now. And when I'm hanging clothes out on the clothesline, yeah, we have a clothesline. There's no homeowners association out this way to say no clotheslines. No clotheslines, no dead automobiles. Anyway, sometimes, you know, when I'm out driving with Ms. Muschietti and driving around Cochise County, I'll see a place, a little homestead with a dozen dead vehicles and very leaning lean-tos, and I say, man, that place makes me feel very good. So anyway, but when you're hanging clothes, your clothes on the line, by the time you've hung that last item, the first items are dry. So there. How positive is that? It's hot and it's dry. And a lot of southern Arizona is on fire. When I get up into the hills above our home, it's easy to see how a fire would just take off again on slopes, mesas, and mountaintops that burned in 2011. The fire season is like waiting for the other shoe to drop. Well, we've been getting up high into the mountains, and yes, it's considerably cooler, 3,000 feet higher than our home by the banks of the Ojalote. But flora and fauna are the draw, and you can't get one without the other. You know, skippers on sneezeweed, fox squirrels eating raspberries, northern flickers flicking through pine duff. We were up in a meadow surrounded, by this coniferous forest, and heard a call sort of like an owl. We had our binoculars, and we tippy-toed around the trunks while peering high into the branches of these immense conifers. Ms. Muschietti spots a large, chunky dove. My gray matter clicked in. Oh, that's a band-tailed pigeon. A single band-tailed pigeon calling. Oh, it brought back some great memories of band-tailed pigeons in large flocks eating the acorns of late summer. I remember gathering acorns under gray oaks in the Pedro Gosa Mountains. 20 or 30 pigeons were in the branches above me. Oh, it was very cool. And, these band-tailed pigeons, they gather in large flocks. I was going to say groups, but flocks. And I wondered when this lone bird would be with a flock. Many years ago, during an amazing mast of acorns from the Emory Oaks along the Ojalote, there was a flock of bandtails working that riparian gallery right by our home. Bandtail pigeons have their scientific name. It's a cool name. It's from the Latin. The genus Columba is Latin for dove or pigeon. Columba. Sounds like a dance. Anyway, a species-specific epithet, fasciata, and that's for the band, this large gray band. It's from the Latin for the band on that tail, on this chunky bird, I should say. It's a chunky bird. Columba. I think I'll have to do the Columba when I'm up in the hills. Anyway, that band-tailed pigeon was up in a southwestern white pine, Pinus strobiformis. Pinus, Latin for pine. Strobiformis, from the Greek, referring to that cone, which can be 8 or 9 or 10 inches long. Those cool cones are always covered in some pine sap, and I found this obscure reference when I was looking up strobiformis, trying to figure it out, to something to do with an aromatic resin. Not quite sure what to do with that specific epithet. But anyway, that long resinous cone has seed in the fall. It's a nut, a hard little nut. And yeah, I've grown it years ago. Everything I do, every time I do, am I always saying years ago? It seems like my life, everything was years ago. Anyway, I grew Pinus strobiformis years ago for a mountain highway near Tucson. It's a beautiful pine, and I bet band-tailed pigeons will show up in September when those cones are opening and nuts are available in the cone and on the ground. How cool is that? That's very cool. Flora and fauna, band-tailed pigeons, southwestern white pine. The sky islands are very cool. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Muschietti, and this has been Growing Native.